Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars. But mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Hey, Poppy, what are we drinking tonight?
So I'm told that we are going to be drinking Xander's mystery juices.
That sounded weird, but yes.
That was the intention. Xander, what are we drinking?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
We're drinking Mad Dog 2020.
Yes.
Spiked Punch Island Pineapple. Because I found this at Plaid Pantry and I couldn't not do it.
So, fun fact, there's several cans of that sitting in my refrigerator that was being stored for the next time we record.
I'll be honest, I'm not that upset about this. There's some cups in the back there. Just go ahead and pass.
We're already set up. We're already to go.
It says in the back, sharing is key. Grab two glasses of ice, pour and pass one on to a friend.
Is there actually a question mark after the friend?
No, the question mark was mine.
What's the alcohol percentage on that?
12%.
Oh, okay. So it's in a can, which is interesting. Is it different? Than regular MD?
It's a spiked punch, so it's less alcoholic. It also says to pour over ice, which, fuck that nonsense, it's cold.
Color yellow coming out of the can, if it was coming out of a human being, we'd be figuring out how to get them IV fluids now.
That's not that bad.
You know, I gotta say, I've had much worse than this.
Ooh,
it
smells not that
it
bad.
Very pineapple-y, actually. It's
very pineapple on the nose.
No crime scenes in sight.
Not yet. Let me try it.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not good.
I see why they say to put it over ice.
This is a buzz ball.
It's a little syrupy.
Yeah. This is like one of those frozen mics things, or what do you call those? They used to make them sparks. Yeah, it's basically. Turtle juice, when you take the orange sparks and the green sparks and you mix them together in the same can, that's what this is like.
I used to drink sparks all the time when I first started tabletoping RPG with you.
Hell yeah. back when freedom allowed you to drink sparks.
I actually don't hate this. And I would actually put this in a big old glass of ice and put some freaking coconut rum in there with it and have myself a good old time.
Speaking of having a good old time, you're listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars, recorded here in Portland, Oregon. As usual, I'm NPC.
I'm Just Jacob.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
I am Mad Dog Poppy Beaujolais.
And we're trying something new tonight. Well, not only are we trying a new beverage, thanks, Xander, we're trying an alteration to our format where we're going for shorter episodes so that we can actually start releasing more frequently. So this is going to be our trial run. Hope this works out.
Yeah, by popular demand, we are giving you more of what you have asked for.
Yeah.
It's a little nugget, but this isn't, I don't hate this. I don't think I would buy it like intentionally, but if somebody was like, hey, I've got this, do you want some booze? I'd be like, all right, maybe.
Here's my thought. I have multiple times in the past when I was younger and had a better stomach lining, would go to the convenience store and buy one of those tall, like 16 or 20 ounce or so, those really tall cans of some kind of like juice or Four Loko or something, just a flavored malt beverage.
You're a Four Loko man, aren't you?
But I would also at the same time buy a non-alcoholic one of the same size, like the 99-cent lemonades or the watermelon drink or whatever. I would take this and mix it with the 99-cent watermelon drink or something to give it more of a less murder me potency.
Holy fucking shit balls, guys. This is made by Anheuser-Busch.
That does not surprise me.
In good old St. Louis, Missouri.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep. Misery.
Yeah.
I'll be hot damned.
Speaking of misery, I think we have a hot topic today.
Yeah, we're talking about being stuck in traffic and possible changes for that.
Oh, we're not going to the mall to shop at Hot Topic?
I mean, you do you.
The mall will probably cease to exist by the time that we get off our asses and go there.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So what is the hot topic?
Well, sitting before the state assembly here in Oregon.
State Senate.
Well, state Senate is Senate Bill 574, which is in support of lane splitting.
Question. WTF lane splitting.
Lane splitting. Well, lane splitting is when anytime a motorcyclist uses some of the space in a lane to pass a car.
In between lanes.
Yep.
Okay.
Like basically driving on the yellow line.
Driving on the yellow line, driving alongside a car, you know, it all depends. That in its basis is what it happens. In the United States, the only state that it's currently legal in broadly is California.
Which is so fucking weird.
Fun fact, the reason for that is because California's longstanding traditions of libertarianism led to them designing their highway laws to be saying what you cannot do, not implying what is not possible. It's either something is not possible at all, or it's fair game.
Or questionable.
Yeah. There's less gray areas compared to other states.
I thought that was how the law generally worked, telling you what you can't do.
Yeah, you'd think that, but as someone who works with the legal system pretty regularly and how administrative rules are written, no, there's implied gray areas all over the place.
So I've heard some, so the term itself, I've heard some different ways of describing it. Because the first time I actually saw someone doing that, it was in California, and I was very little, and we were on a family road trip or something, and this motorcycle comes zipping up through the lane, you know, and on the line between us, and I was like, what the hell is that? That can't be legal. And it was called lane, so I was like, oh, lane splitting. Okay. I was like, all right. And then some years later, I called it lane splitting, and they said, no, lane splitting is when two motorcycles share a lane together, and the other thing is just called... It doesn't have a name. It's just illegal.
I believe that's lane sharing.
Well, yeah, it's lane sharing. You know, it's one of those things. The original term was lane splitting. Whenever a motorcycle splits through the lanes by cars, passing them, it is lane splitting.
That always made sense.
Where the term lane splitter came from for two motorcycles riding side by side is the best etymology I could come up with, because that came up when I was looking into this. Is a style of motorcycle started popping up in California called a lane splitter, which is a very narrow profile motorcycle with very truncated handlebars that made it easier to shoot through traffic.
It made it easier to split lanes.
It made it easier to split lanes. And it made it much more popular for people to ride side by side on California streets, highways or not. And the best guess I was able to come up with is it appears to have come out of that. But as fun as all that sounds, lane splitting is not what we might get here in Oregon.
Oh?
So I have an inside source in the state house here in Oregon, and I asked him, what's the likelihood of this Senate bill coming out and being voted upon? And he told me, at a committee anyways, it looked pretty good.
So what is the bill? If it's not lane splitting as we know it, then what are they talking about?
Technically, how the law is going to be written is going to be called lane sharing. And, well, I mean, it's a distinction that actually has a difference. There's a whole bunch of restrictions on what you can, when you can, and how you can do it. It can only be done in Oregon on highways. The traffic on the road must be stopped or moving 10 miles an hour or less. The rider cannot be driving any faster than 10 miles an hour or faster than the traffic, and must not impede normal and reasonable movement of traffic.
Bureaucracy.
You cannot share between a traffic lane and the curb, or the traffic lane and parked cars, or the traffic lane and a bike lane.
Okay.
You cannot do it in a school zone.
For all those freeways and schools.
It's actually an issue on the coast.
Yeah. US 101. Never mind.
Okay.
Once you say that out loud, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But as Xander mentioned, it looks like there's a lot of support for it this time around. There's been a long-running fight for it. There's 21 co-sponsors on this bill, both Democrat and Republican. They're evenly split between urban and rural, east, west, north, south, across the state. We actually have a shot at it this time.
So is that going to be on interstate highways and state highways? Okay, got it.
So this is from my inside source in Salem, whose name I will not give out because I don't do things like that. The bill came out of committee, 7 in favor, 4 opposed, 1 abstention.
Mm-hmm.
1 Republican voted yes, 1 Democrat voted no. However, my friend's transportation source says that she thinks it'll end up dying on the Senate floor. So, because of that, if you are interested in going and making this thing legal in Oregon, please contact your state senators, because that's how things happen, is you contact them and then they usually do what you tell them to.
So the urban legend or apocryphal or whatever that I had heard with such things was that even if it wasn't specifically legal or illegal, it was sort of understood that if traffic was stopped, motorcycles were allowed to keep moving because of their air-cooled engines.
Which is a part of why it's legal in California.
I know that it's not legal to do that here. However, I have done it multiple times around cops who haven't given a shit.
Yep.
In a hot summer day, usually riding either down the shoulder or, you know, cutting between an area where it was clear stop and I just needed to get off the highway.
Yep. Yep. And it also depends where you're at. Portland, not as big a deal as it is in Marion or Douglas County. In Eastern Oregon, it all depends on what type of law enforcement officer sees you doing it and what sort of mood they're in. It's really random.
How bored they are.
Exactly.
Mm.
I will say, too, that a big shout out to Vespa Portland right now, who is emailing all of their customers and having them try to go and, you know, reach out to their state senators to go be in favor of lane splitting. They're very excited about this, especially Andrew over there at Vespa Portland. He's a big advocate of lane splitting. So, and it's not just motorcycles, guys. You got a 150cc above scooter. This involves you, too.
Now, we've talked about the what it is. Now, let's talk about the why. One of the biggest reasons for doing this is the Portland metropolitan area is like the 8th most traffic congested city in the United States. And that's for a whole bunch of reasons. One, bicycle infrastructure being put in where it shouldn't be. The fact that we have put light rail in stupid places. The entire road diet format, which
thanks Peabot
does
Peabot.
Not work.
Fuck Peabot.
Fuck Peabot.
Fuck Peabot. And the whole that all of that makes it so traffic is moving even slower. A study out of Belgium not that many years ago actually found that in places where there's a significant number of motorcyclists, which Portland is, and lane filtering or lane sharing is allowed, speeds up traffic by up to 40%.
That is significant.
Yep. And there's a whole lot of reason for that. So that's why it's good for everybody. Now let's talk about why it's good for us as motorcyclists, scooters, scooter riders, three-wheelers, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, currently Senate bill does not make any sort of difference between a three-wheeled motorcycle and a two-wheeled motorcycle. That might actually change in the final draft, so just keep an eye on that one, folks.
I'm just not picturing anybody on a Can-Am spider being able to, you know, get between.
They're a little wide. They're a little wide.
One of the dudes in my crew rides a Can-Am, and he does it all the time. They look wide, but they're not as wide as you think. You just end up straddling that center line rather than being clearly on one side or the other. The bottom line is there is a growing body of research, starting with the Rice Report, that shows that motorcyclists who engage in lane filtering or lane splitting are far less likely to have dramatically serious accidents.
That almost seems counterintuitive.
You'd think that.
So explain this.
Well, it's a couple things. As someone who got hit from behind and rammed into the car in front of me by a drunk driver, if you are lane filtering, you are less likely to be sandwiched between two vehicles due to an inattentive driver behind you.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now that you say that out loud, yeah.
And as a motorcyclist, the worst place to get hit from, generally speaking, is head on, followed by that from behind.
From behind, yeah.
Yep. And physics basically comes in your favor. If someone even merges into you and like crushes you into the car next to you, it ends up being lower speed. The directions of travel are not multiplying the velocity on your body. You end up being in a much more advantageous system. You're less likely to get thrown through the air from your bike if you are hit in a lane splitting situation. And the fact that, as every motorcyclist who's ridden for a while knows, biggest time we are at risk is either when we are going way super fast or when we're at a dead stop.
So before we wrap this up really quick, if this comes into law that it is okay to do, it is allowed, we are now all doing it, I would like to hear Just Jacob's very quick and dirty safety tips for lane splitting safely, effectively, and not like an asshole.
Well, first of all, don't start doing it on surface streets. That sounds counterintuitive. Best place to start practicing lane splitting is wait for someplace like 26 to lock up in a standstill and turn into a parking lot.
For those not in Portland, that's Highway 26, which is a heavily congested highway.
Mm-hmm.
And very steep as well.
Pretty much from 217 all the way into downtown Portland, it just sucks butts.
It's a hellscape, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't start doing it just willy-nilly. Get on some place that has a lot of shoulder room. Watch your speed. Learn to watch for people's, side mirrors, that sort of thing. Start slow and mindful of your speed. Just because you can go up to 10 miles above the speed of surrounding traffic doesn't mean you should be going more than 5. The other thing is remember that lane splitting sets off road rage. And so be very, very cognizant of what the cars around you are doing, because all it takes is some Richard or Karen to have a moment of anger and you're going to have a rough day. So, when it comes out, the coalition that's in support of this is already putting a lot of resources out there on how to do it safely. They're going to be putting more out there. And, practice.
And again, from your local Portland Vespa dealer, they say lanesharegon.com hashtag get involved is a petition that you can go and sign. And once again, it is Senate Bill 574. If you want to go and contact your local state senator to get them in support of this. Again, I have an inside man in Salem right now who says this might actually die on the floor. So if you don't want it to die on the floor, contact your state senators. And again, we're not advocating anything. We're just telling you, if you want to do this, this is how to do this.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol, get going. Drink up, drink up, drink up, then order again.
And on that note, boy, do I have another flavor of MD 2020 Spike Punch for you motherfuckers.
You can put that back in the bag.
No, I won't. We are closing out the episode with MD 2020 Spike Punch Sweet Blue Raspberry.
Oh, dear.
That is the correct response to this.
I've had that.
And what's so funny, too, is we're talking about how MD didn't stand for Mad Dog, and yet they are running for it full bore with a picture of a dog. With a picture of a dog on their MD 2020 Spike Punch.
This is probably not kosher.
Probably not.
So maybe they're doing a little different branding.
Yeah, I don't see the K on this can.
Leaning into the Mad Dog instead of the, what is it, Mug and David?
Mug and David.
Mug and David.
Yeah, and if you want to go back and hear me do terrible things to myself, you can go back and watch that episode.
That was all over my bathroom.
I think it's one of our best episodes yet.
Thank you and fuck you.
All right, let's crack this bad boy and get a pour going.
All right, here's my glass, sir. We are all almost fully vaccinated.
Yes, we are.
Which is very exciting. You just got your first shot.
Mm-hmm.
NPC got his first shot a week ago.
A little bit over a week ago.
And both Xander and I are fully vaccinated. So we are getting there, y'all. We are so close to being safe to be around
other humans.
We've still got our plexiglass shields up at our table here. We're doing the good work.
And several people in this group, it's always questionable whether or not it's ever safe to be around.
Well, that's true.
Uh-oh. All right. As you can tell, NPC has started the tasting. And oh, my God. What a face. What a face.
Wow. Coming in hot.
Oh, my God. I wish this is when we had video cameras.
Yeah. No. Mm. No. Oh, God.
You want to get my reaction? I'm the last one. Or we could NPC could do a dramatic reenactment.
This is.
All right, hold on.
What? This tastes like a urinal cake.
Yeah.
This is awful.
Oh, God. Okay,
that's
here
a
I
good
go.
Description. It tastes like a urinal cake smells.
Oh, God.
That's kind of vile.
I need
I'm done.
To.
I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to try this. Yep. I'm going to try this.
The regular Mad Dog Blue Raspberry wasn't this bad.
No.
Oh, it smells so bad.
Yeah. How much is this a can?
I think $2.80.
Yeah, I'm not finishing this blue monster.
Nope.
I'm going to go pour it in the toilet because I think this will actually clean my toilet.
Yeah.
I think this beverage might have been a villain of the Venture Brothers.
Yes. Yes. Good description. Good description.
Do we need to get the trash can? Oh, fuck. There's one right there, buddy.
No.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up. This has been the first episode of our trial run of a new shortened format. Trying to get more episodes out there. To fill that feedback up with some excitement. Let us know what you think. Hit us up on Discord, on Facebook, on Twitter. Send us any messages that you like. Send us, send us money. Send us gift cards. Send us your underwear. It's great. And
send us urinal MD 2020.
Or go buy some swag on Redbubble.
Oh, yeah. We have some links to a new Redbubble store, which are in all of our episode show notes. They're on our website. And we also have an Amazon affiliate store and shit linked on the website as well. That's a good, fun way to help us out and get some cool swag.
What's the website?
Breakfastpuppies.com.
Excellent. And on that note, NPC.
You've been listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
I'm so sorry I brought these drinks. No, sorry, Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
Fuck you, Xander.
Gerrymander. Dr. Xander Gerrymander. I have a title.
Fuck you, Xander.
Wow.
I am Poppy Beaujolais.
We should remind you.
As always, keep a shiny side up.
Always tip your bartender.
Always roll those crits.
And please always drink and ride responsibly.
Thanks again.
And don't drink MD 2020 Spike Punch. Blue Raspberry. Gah. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars.